Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Morning Edition and Marketplace over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Robert Woolsey. Joining me in the studio this morning is Tanya Rio, the Executive Director of the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau. And all things being equal, Tanya, you are looking pretty relaxed.
Thank you.
I mean,
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Are things in your office getting pretty crazy right about now?
It is pretty busy, which is a little unusual because usually we would be winding down.
Right.
Because visitor season is starting to come to a close now that we're in September already. Mm-hmm. But conventions right now are, I would say, at an all-time high. We have in 2 weeks the Southeast Conference Convention coming, mm-hmm. and then in 5 weeks, the Alaska Tourism Industry Association Convention.
All right, the ATIA. I think I inappropriately identified that earlier as the Alaska Travel Industry Association Conference.
Oh, no, that would be the correct
title. Oh, that is the way.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry.
So ATIA is Alaska. Yeah. Well, same difference.
It's mm-hmm.
This is a huge conference, probably the biggest meeting in the state of travel and tourism industry professionals.
It definitely is the largest meeting in the state, and it may be the largest convention that Sitka has ever seen.
Okay, and what's going to be happening? Can you give us sort of an overview?
Yeah, there's quite a bit. It's actually starting on October 7th, which is a day earlier than originally planned. They are having a winter tourism summit for the first time ever mm-hmm. in convention. So there will be a half day on Monday, October the 7th, and then the full convention will start on Tuesday, October 8th, and continue through Thursday the 10th. So there are going to be all kinds of general sessions that highlight various areas of the tourism industry, that touch on marketing, and then breakout sessions that cover a variety of things from tourism within state government to, you know, small cruise lines and how companies, businesses, and destinations
wow.
can be involved with that.
And this conference is bigger even than Harrigan Centennial Hall, right? You have sort of burst. You're the person to do this, I guess, to bring the biggest travel industry meeting in the state to Sitka. To, you know, you're pushing the envelope
mm-hmm.
here. You're expanding onto the SJ campus.
Correct, because they need capacity for 400 people seated at round tables.
Wow.
And that is larger than Centennial Hall can accommodate for general sessions.
Okay.
So we're at SJ and we'll be utilizing the Hames Wellness Center for our general sessions.
And what are people going to notice in Sitka, those of us who live here? Are we just going to see lots and lots of folks?
You are. You're going to see a lot of new faces for sure. The thing to me that's really exciting about this group of people is these are people who like to get out in the community. So
right.
even though they have general sessions, even though there are evening functions involved with the conference, they're still going to be out. They're going to be eating in the restaurants, shopping in the stores, having drinks different places, so you're going to see them out and about. And people who own businesses or who have restaurants downtown are definitely going to see an uptick in people who are frequenting their establishments.
I think I heard you say something interesting when you spoke at the Chamber of Commerce, that people who are involved in the hospitality industry tend to like to go out and enjoy the hospitality of wherever they
mm-hmm.
are.
Especially this time of year, because it's in October. So most of these people have been working really hard all year long. And so it's both a chance to attend this great convention that's all about the tourism industry, but also to let off a little bit of steam and also to network with people that they may not otherwise have contact with. So these are a bunch of people who get together pretty much once a year. It's the time of year when everyone's able to be in one place.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Brace yourselves, Sitka.
It's true.
Tanya, I know that you and your staff at the SCVB are not pulling this off all by yourself. What kind of help do you need from the community to make this thing happen?
All kinds of things. We are fortunate in that the Sitka Chamber of Commerce is helping with one of the largest evening events of the entire convention, which is referred to as Community Night, but basically it is for convention attendees only, but they get to see Sitka in different places that are our highlights. But we will have a great need for volunteers to do everything from helping with the registration booth to helping at community night in different areas, helping, you know, just man doors, moving equipment. There's, you know, there's a big transformation that's going to happen on SJ campus when we turn the Wellness Center into a general session convention hall. So we're going to need people there to help set up tables and to set up throughout the events. We also need, sounds strange, but round tables. So if anyone out there has 72-inch rounds that can hold, you know, 10 people, we are bringing tables in, we're renting them, but we would prefer to rent them locally if we can, whether it be churches or people that just happen to have additional tables. We would love for them to call our office and let us know, and we will pick them up and we will bring them back afterwards.
What's the number, Tanya?
It is 747-5940, or you can even email me at director@sitka.org.
Okay. And is there a website where people can go and just sort of try and absorb some of this information you've been telling us about this
Absolutely.
Morning?
Absolutely. Well, there isn't a local website, but you can go to Alaska TIA, and that stands for Alaska Travel Industry Association. So AlaskaTIA.org. And there is a full site there that lists all of the events that are happening that night. You can register. I encourage anyone involved with the travel industry to register for this convention because it's going to be amazing.
All right. Thanks so much, Tanya. Mm-hmm. Tanya Ryu is Executive Director of the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau. We've been talking about the ATIA conference coming up October 7th through 10th. It's a travel industry association conference, probably the largest ever held in Sitka, and she'd love your help. Coming up on the new Good Day Radio show this morning, beginning at 8:30 after the Writer's Almanac, Ken Fate's going to be hosting. He's going to interview some folks from the Sitka Sound Slayers. That's coming up at about 9:15 this morning. Time now is 8:25. Hope you're having a good morning.